USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The state of Virginia has flipped red. Republican businessman Glenn Youngkin has been declared the winner of Virginia's gubernatorial race over Democrat Terry McAuliffe by roughly 66,000 votes.
We're going to press forward with a curriculum that includes listening to parents' input, a curriculum that allows our children to run as fast as they can.
Minneapolis voters on Tuesday rejected a ballot measure to overhaul the city's police department by replacing it with a new agency. The measure was defeated by a 13% margin. Democrat Eric Adams wins the mayoral race in New York City, getting 66.5% of the vote. In New Jersey, the count is still too close to call in that gubernatorial race. It should be noted there are reports of voting problems across New Jersey in connection with a new electronic system to verify the identity of voters. USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, and they're worried they're stuck with it. One that costs too much or doesn't meet their needs, or for whatever reason, they're just not happy with it. If that is you, some great news. There really is another choice. It's called MediShare, and it's such a great option, especially if you're self-employed, changing jobs, or part of the gig economy. Here's what you get when you switch to MediShare. First, huge savings. The typical family saves $500 a month. You also get a massive doctor network, or you can just use the doctor of your choice, or MediShare's free 24/7 telehealth option. And you get to be part of something you can believe in. MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. No wonder MediShare gets double the customer satisfaction ratings compared with typical health insurance. So no, you are not stuck. You've got a great alternative. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The CDC director has given final approval for COVID-19 vaccines for kids on Tuesday. The least affected age group during the pandemic, children ages 5 to 11, will be able to get a COVID-19 vaccine starting as early as Friday. The Pfizer doses are one-third the potency of the adult vaccines. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania has elected a black American as mayor.
The city of Pittsburgh appears to have elected its first black mayor in history. Most projections have Democrat Ed Gainey beating Republican Tony Marino. Gainey saying he was moved to run after the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
CNN is projecting city councilor Michelle Wu will become Boston's next mayor, making her the first woman and person of color elected to the top post. Quote, from every corner of our city, Boston has spoken. We are ready to meet this moment. We are ready to become a Boston for everyone, Wu said to a crowd of supporters Tuesday night. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republican Representative Pete Sessions on Newsmax Tuesday says the Democrats and their attempts to spread socialism among the people of America was defeated before when the Obama administration was in office.
Well, I remember back well in 2009 and 10 when I was chairman of the National Republican Congressional Committee, and we were 40 seats back. And we went about making sure the American people knew what the Obama administration, Nancy Pelosi, was doing to the country. And this is literally exactly the same scenario. Socialists have now taken over the Democratic Party. The agenda that they have is bamboozling not only the voters in Virginia, where they have told them Republicans do not represent your values and vote for us. And now we see where every single part of a family's life, in their own personal decisions about their schools, trying to stay at work, show up and do the right thing for your community. Democrats, socialists are ruining their lives. We are going to see a big night tonight, and we're going to see a big night in November when Republicans will win back the majority in the House and fire Nancy Pelosi once again.
The Atlanta Braves are the World Series champions in 2021 after defeating the Houston Astros 7-0 Tuesday night. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.